Everybody, please stand for a flag salute.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Madam Clerk.
Thank you, Mayor. Commissioners, public meeting Thursday, January 2nd, 2020. The time is now 7:24. Pursuant to the requirements of the Open Public Meeting Act, Chapter 231, Public Law 1975, notice of this meeting was published in the November 28, 2019 issues of the Nutley Sun, the Herald News, and the Star Ledger. A copy of this notice has been posted on the Nutley Town Hall Bulletin Board, and a copy is on file in the Municipal Clerk's Office. Commissioner Rogers is absent, excused this evening. Commissioner Tucci.
Here.
Commissioner Evans.
Here.
Commissioner Petracco.
Here.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Here.
All present, Mayor, except for Commissioner Rogers. He's absent, excused this evening.
Let's go to bills first, Madam Clerk.
Sure. Bill list for January 2nd, 2020. Public Affairs, $81,000.00. Revenue and Finance, $3,025,107.38. Public Safety is zero. Public Works is zero. Parks and Public Property, $551,987.01. Water Utility, $71,631.78. Payroll for December 27th for the Teamsters is $254,391.02. For the fire retro payroll is $69,994.12. Regular overtime is $64,828.83. Total payroll for December 27th is $882,391.65, for a grand total of $4,936,502.96.
Second.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli?
Aye.
And that's it for bills.
Just want to address the community and the people that are here tonight. There's a video that's been circulating that is very unfortunate, that it's from students that live in this town. And I want to make it clear that as a township, we do not have to condone this kind of speech. And as a board, we want to ensure that Nutley is a place to feel safe, secure, and welcome. And I'm sure we'll have further to say as we get further into the investigation of this video. Let's move to public comment on agenda items only, Madam Clerk.
Thank you, Mayor. All persons addressing the Board of Commissioners regarding community concerns should approach the microphone and provide their name and address for the record. Unless further time is granted by the Board, each person shall limit their address to 3 minutes. All remarks to the Board and its individual members must be addressed to the Mayor. The Mayor may defer citizens' comments to the appropriate member of the Board. Dialogue between citizens and others addressing the board shall be allowed unless the mayor or presiding officer or the majority of the membership of the board shall determine that the interests of the quorum and or the expeditious conduct of municipal business are being adversely affected by such dialogue.
Anybody wish to address the Board of Commissioners on agenda items only?
Hello, my name is Karen O'Malley, 81 Coyman Avenue. I just wanted to talk about the minimum base salaries. You have here several instances, $8 an hour, but the New Jersey state minimum wage is $11 an hour as of this year. So is that something you want to make an adjustment to?
I don't know the individual line item, but there are some exceptions.
There's several of them that have $8 an hour, like clerk one part-time, several of them instances, and some of them are $10 an hour, clerk one. Reception is telephone operator part-time, $8 an hour, and the minimum wage is 11. I just want you to know that.
Yeah, I think there's some exceptions to the minimum wage, and that may be addressed in those. I'm not really sure, know that we had our people look at that, so.
Okay.
Commissioner, you have anything further on that?
Bring that to your attention.
Thank you very much. Anybody else wish to address the Board of Commissioners on agenda items only? Seeing none, Board of Commissioner announcement, Commissioners. Let's move to ordinance introductions. Public hearings, ordinance number 3431. An ordinance to fix the salary of certain officers and employees of Township of Nutley, County of Essex, State of New Jersey, effective January 1st, 2018. Does anybody want to be heard on ordinance number 3431?
Rory Moore, 462 Chestnut Street. Mr. Scarpelli, I just have a technical question. When you have your base and your maximum, how do you arrive at those numbers?
Mr. Moore, as we've had this discussion in the past, there's a base and a maximum, right? There's the base minimum and base maximum. They're there in case there's a change early on that you still have the ability to hire somebody at a lower level than they may be there. And usually, let me finish.
Go ahead.
That the person's salary lies somewhere in the middle of there.
No, I understand that. But how do you arrive at
well, we'll talk for each of our departments, but we have a pretty good idea of where those positions should fall based on what's out there in the different other communities. You're able to do a search and find that what the average salary is for those positions, and that's, I would say, I'm not going to speak for all departments, but that's how we do it in the Public Works Department.
Generally, because the salary range, the League of Municipalities just released theirs. I just got my copy, so I really couldn't even look at it before. But I was just wondering.
Like I said, there's tools out there for us to use. So
I was just curious what tools you use. That's was my only question. Thank you.
You're welcome. Anybody else wish to be heard on ordinance number 3431? Seeing that, I move to close the public hearing.
Move it.
Second.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli?
Aye. I move the ordinance.
Second.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli?
Aye. Ordinance number 3433, Commissioner Petracco?
An ordinance to amend an ordinance codified in the Code of the Township of Nutley, Chapter 228, entitled Vehicles and Traffic, particularly Article 7, Special Zones and Areas, Section 29A, entitled Handicap Parking, to add or remove the location set forth thereon. I open the public portion of the meeting.
Anybody wish to be heard on ordinance number 3433?
Rory Moore, 462 Chestnut Street. Mr. Petracco, I just have like one question. When you said in the ordinance there is no parking other than a person that has that handicap, I believe there's another handicap, but I'm just asking if we were doing it or not. I'm not sure, Mr. Jenner Temple would know better. If anybody has a handicap, they can park in that spot. I was just curious.
You know what? That's actually a really good question. Council, do we...
I know there's a couple towns that I think have that.
I think that some towns have it designated for a particular license plate number or car. I don't think we do it that way, but I'm not 100% sure. We could look at it.
Yeah.
No, I was just curious because if somebody else were to park in a handicap, park there.
I think you may be misreading what that says, Mr. Moore. It doesn't mean that person in particular. I mean, no other person who doesn't have a handicap placard gets parked in that spot.
Yes. But usually if it's outside somebody's house, it's usually for that person. But what I've seen in the past in a couple of places is that you have any kind of a handicap placard, you can park there.
That's a great question. I'm over.
I believe that's still true, though.
Yeah. Pardon me?
I believe that's true. The way we have it set up, anybody can park there.
Does it have to be designated in the ordinance when you put that in? Other people could park there.
Commissioner Petracco says he's going to look into it.
Just may I comment? In the Section 29A streets, it says in accordance with the provisions of NJSA 39:4-197(5), right, if you read it, it's for the following streets, but in the second sentence it says, such spaces are for the use by persons who have been issued special identification cards or plates or placards by the DMV or temporary placard by the chief police. So it's not it's not personalized to an individual. It's to a group.
Okay. I just wanted to ask that question. I saw that before.
I didn't look at it that closely, but when you read it, it's a designating a group.
I was just confused. Down in Newark, they have that. Anybody could park there, and it caused a lot of controversy because people think that this is my spot.
Yeah, I would think sometimes that would.
Thank you.
Anybody else wish to be heard on ordinance number 3433?
Move to close.
Second.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye.
Move the ordinance.
Move the ordinance. Thank you.
Second.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye.
Okay, ordinance number 3434, an ordinance to fix the salaries of certain officers and employees of the Township of Nutley, County of Essex, State of New Jersey, effective January 1st, 2018. I'd like to make a motion to open the public portion of the meeting.
Anybody wish to be heard on ordinance number 3434?
Seeing no one, move to close.
Second.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye.
Move the ordinance.
Second.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye.
Ordinance number 3435, an ordinance to fix the salaries of certain officers and employees of the Township of Nutley, County of Essex, State of New Jersey, effective January 1st, 2018. Move to open the public portion of the meeting.
Anybody wish to be heard on ordinance number 3435?
Seeing no one, move to close.
Second.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye.
I move the ordinance.
Second.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye. Let's move on to resolutions. Commissioner Tucci.
Yes, thank you, Mayor. This is a resolution for approval of a bylaw amendment for the Suburban Essex Joint Insurance Fund. Whereas the Township of Nutley is a member of the Suburban Essex Joint Insurance Fund, and whereas an amendment to the bylaws of the Suburban Essex JIF has been approved by the Board of Commissioners following a public hearing on November 18, 2019, and whereas pursuant to NJSA 48:10-43, the amendment must be approved by the governing body of 75% of the participating members. Now, therefore, be resolved by the governing body of the Township of Nutley that the bylaw amendment changing the name of the fund from the Suburban Essex Joint Insurance Fund to the Suburban Metro Joint Insurance Fund, previously approved by the Board of Commissioners of the Suburban Essex Joint Insurance Fund and annexed hereto as amending bylaws, be and the same are hereby approved. I move the resolution.
Second.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye.
That's all I have, Mayor.
Thank you, Commissioner. Commissioner Evans.
Thank you, Mayor. Whereas the local public contracts law, NJSA 48:11-115, authorizes contracting units to establish cooperative pricing systems and to enter into cooperative pricing agreements for its administration, and whereas the New Brunswick Parking Authority, hereinafter referred to as the lead agency, has offered voluntary participation in the cooperative pricing system for the purchase of goods and services, whereas on January 2, 2020, the Mayor and the Board of Commissioners of Township of Nutley duly considered participation in the cooperative pricing system for the provision and performance of goods and services. Now, therefore, be resolved as follows. This resolution shall be known and may be cited as the cooperative pricing resolution of the Township of Nutley. Pursuant to provisions of NJSA 48:11-115, the governing body is hereby authorized to enter into cooperative pricing agreement with the lead agency. The lead agency shall be responsible for complying with the provisions of the revised statutes of the State of New Jersey. The effective date of this resolution is immediate upon passage. So move.
Second.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye.
Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you, Commissioner. Commissioner Petracco.
Be resolved by the Board of Commissioners, Township of Nutley, County of Essex, State of New Jersey, that Richard Zitelli, the employee of the Department of Public Safety, be granted medical leave of absence without pay effective December 3rd, 2019 through March 31st, 2020. I move the resolution.
Second.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye.
Whereas the Township of Nutley entered into a collective bargaining agreement with the Nutley Dispatchers IBEW Local 1158, and whereas on December 30th, 2019, a memorandum of agreement was reached, resolving all issues in dispute, and whereas the Township of Nutley is desired to enter into a three-year 2017-18-19 contract with Dispatchers IBEW Local 1158. Now, therefore, be resolved by the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley, County of Essex, State of New Jersey, that the Township of Nutley adopts all terms and conditions pursuant to the memorandum of agreement signed on December 30th, 2019. I move the resolution.
Second.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli?
Aye. That concludes the business portion of our meeting. Madam Clerk?
Yes, Mayor. Thank you. All persons addressing the Board of Commissioners regarding community concerns should approach the microphone and provide their name and address for the record. Unless further time is granted by the Board, each person shall limit their address to 5 minutes. All remarks to the Board and its individual members must be addressed to the Mayor. The Mayor may defer citizens' comments to the appropriate member of the Board. Dialogue between citizens and others addressing the Board shall be allowed unless the Mayor or presiding officer or the majority of the membership of the Board shall determine that the interests of the quorum and or the expeditious conduct of municipal business are being adversely affected by such dialogue.
Rory Moore, 462 Chestnut Street. Mr. Evans, on your resolution, your second whereas, you're going to have the lead agency for goods and services.
Mm-hmm.
What goods and services? It's a parking authority.
Sure, but they actually have pricing, which we found as we search out for these various agreements, where they have pricing arrangements that we can take advantage of. So it's not specific to anything in particular, just we're taking advantage of the pricing.
So is this basically going to be a cover-all for everything, no matter what?
For that particular cooperative, this covers that. But we have multiple. We have the Morris County. We have the Essex County. There's a bunch of them that we are participating in to get a pricing advantage under state contracts.
But this, according to your resolution, this has nothing special. We're just purchasing.
We're participating in the cooperative because we could have needs that arise that cause us to take advantage. There might be something in particular right now, but I'm not aware of that offhand. But the reality is we will use these to take advantage of the pricing that's available through us.
Thank you.
Anybody else wish to address the Board of Commissioners this evening? We have a need for a closed session, so we need a motion to go into a closed executive session to discuss
Potential litigation, Mr.
Madam Clerk?
So moved.
Whereas Section 8 of the Open Public Meeting Act, Chapter 231, Public Law 1975, permits the exclusion of the public from meeting in certain circumstances. And whereas the public body is of the opinion that such circumstances exist, and whereas the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley and the County of Essex and State of New Jersey desires to proceed to close executive session, and now therefore be it resolved by the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley moving to close executive session to discuss potential litigation.
And potential contract negotiations.
Be it further resolved that the time when such discussion may be disclosed to the public shall be when and such disclosure may be made without adversely affecting the Township of Nutley, pending and or anticipated legal, personnel, contractual matters, and other matters within the exceptions provided for by statute. Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli?
Aye.
The time is 7:42.
We will be returning to close the meeting, but there will be no official action taken. Happy New Year, everyone.